弟兄们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天要继续的来一起来思想，就是上次我们讲婴孩时期的耶稣，圣经上记载的不是很多。
We'll continue our series about Jesus. The Bible didn't tell too much about Jesus during his childhood.
路加福音里边，我们上次特别谈到他的父母为着接近的礼，为着奉献的礼，他们带着耶稣进到了圣殿。
Last time we heard that his parents, for the rites of purification, took him to the temple.
那在那许的经文里边，特别的告诉我们说，那里呢出现了两个人。
And also it mentioned two people in the story there.
一个呢就是西面，我们上次已经特别的来看过他。
We talked about him last time.
我们知道西面他唱出了歌颂救恩的赞歌。
And Simeon sang a song about salvation.
同时他也发出了预言。
And also he gave a prophecy.
在这个时候受圣灵的感动，又出现了另外的妇女。
At this time, moved by the Holy Spirit, there occurred another woman.
她的名字叫亚拿。
Her name was Anna.
就是刚才我们读的那三节的经文。
It was the verses we just covered.
除了圣经这里记载亚拿以外，没有其他地方再谈到她。
Besides the verse here mentioned about Anna, there was no other verses in the scripture talking about Anna.
虽然是短短的三节经文。
Although it were only three short verses,
但是把亚拿这个人的身世、他的服侍、他的盼望，都非常浓缩的在那里写下来了。
And the Bible told us all about Anna's service and her hope in all those three short verses concisely.
我们今天要一起来思想。我们从亚拿这个人的身上，我们要来看一下他的身世，第一点。第二点，我们要来看一下他的侍奉。第三点，我们要来看一下他的盼望。
So we are going to think about Anna's life, her service, and her hope.
所以我们今天在一起的时候，这是一段很宝贵的时间，因为在这个圣诞节期的时候，我们来通过这位心里边认识神，通过圣经，他是一个认识神的人，对我们有怎么样的激励。
So for the story of Anna, we are going to see how the Bible is going to encourage us during this precious time of Thanksgiving season or Christmas, sorry.
那我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray again.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们恭恭敬敬地打开你的话语。
We open your word with reverence.
我们在这里一起来学习你的话语。
We are studying together your words.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And your word is a light to our path and a lamp for our feet.
话语里边留下亚拿的这几天短短的经文，对我们的心是一种激励、提醒和帮助。
May your words about Anna encourage us and help us.
还是知道在这边要讲这个信息本是很不配的。
I know I'm not worthy of sharing your word and share this message.
跟亚拿这样一个神所立下来的女的先知，我们这些人真的是感到非常的羞愧。
Compared with Anna, the prophetess anointed by you, I feel I'm not worthy.
当我们一起来学习主的话语的时候，愿神你自己的灵亲自的膏抹在台上讲信息的弟兄，也让圣灵自由的在每一个弟兄姐妹的心中运行。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker and also move freely among the audience.
让我们听的说的都同盟一处，同得造就。
So that the speaker and the listeners may benefit both from your word.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.好，我们来看今天我们要来看的，我们给今天这个一起来分享的信息一个主题叫做亚拿。
The title of sermon today is in Anna.
我们先来看第一点，我们来看看亚拿的身世。
First, in Anna's life.
我们知道在对他的身世，圣经里边是这么讲的。他说啊，他是一个女先知，他的名字叫亚拿，他的父亲是法乃勒，他是亚瑟支派的人。
Here's about the life of Anna. It said that she was a prophet, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher.
我们先来看这里边特别提到她是一个女先知。
Here mentioned first that she was a prophetess.
我们知道在圣经里边，先知大部分都是男的。
We know that in Bible most of the prophets were male.
女的很少。
A few females.
如果大家还记不记得有哪几个女先知，大家还有没有印象？
Can you recall the names of a female prophet?
Yeah, 这个摩西的姐姐米利安是不是？
The sister of Moses, Miriam.
女先知是不是？
She was a prophetess.
然后四世纪里边，底波拉是不是也是一个女先知？
And Judge and Deborah.
啊，然后呼勒大就是《列王记》二十二章四十四节里边的，那里边是说到他是呼勒大是掌管礼佛沙龙的妻子，她也是个女先知。
And also in the Kings, they also mention another prophetess.
所以这些的女先知呢，都是圣经记下来。到了新约的时候呢，有四个啊女先知。
So there were four altogether recorded in the Bible.
那在《使徒行传》二十一章里边。
And also, recorded in Acts also.
另外一位就是我们现在看的亚拿。
Another one is in Anna.
我们知道，在所有的女先知里边，亚拿的地位是非常高的。
Among all the prophets, Anna was among the highest rank.
为什么这么说呢？
Why that?
你想一想。从旧约到新约有四百年神没有说话。
Think about it from Old Testament to New Testament, the 400 years where God didn't talk.
我们知道先知在我们中国人的概念里边，先知是什么？是能够先知先觉叫先知，是不是？
In the concept of Chinese, prophets are supposed to be those who can foresee things.
但是在圣经里边讲到先知的时候，既能够，当然也有这个意思，就是能够预测将来要发生的事情。
Of course, as mentioned in the Bible, prophets can also foresee what's going forward.
但是更主要的，圣经里面讲到先知的时候，是讲神话语的代言人。
Most important, actually, the prophets in the Bible focus on the aspect that prophets can speak for God.
因为神的灵感动他们的时候，他们就说出神的话了。
When the Spirit of God touched them, they will speak instead of God.
所以你就看到四百年神没有说话，在这里特别提到了这个女先知的时候，可想而知这个女先知的在圣经里边所给予她的特殊的荣誉。
So after 400 years, when God didn't speak, then here we had Anna. So you can imagine the glory God gave her and the important position she had.
神拣选这些先知的时候，他们本身对神的话是非常非常忠诚和虔诚的。
And these prophets had a very good understanding towards God's word, and they had a great reverence for God. That's why God appointed them to be prophets.
而且在人的中间要讲传讲神的话的时候，常常因为男的耳朵是不愿意听的。
And also when the prophets share the word of God, many times are stiff-necked.
所以这一点呢，我们在最后的时候我们还会提一下。
And we will mention about this in the end also.
所以主耶稣也讲过，他说凡先知在自己的本乡本城是不受人尊重的。
Even Jesus mentioned that in his own hometown, prophets are usually not welcomed.
所以我们来看他的时候，他虽然是个先知，但他的生活非常的苦难。
So let's look at her life. Even though she was a prophet, she went through a lot of trials in her own life.
我们知道她是一个很正统的犹太人。
We know she was a very traditional Jew.
她的父亲的名字叫范雷勒。
Her father's name was Pinuel.
这个名字的意思就是是讲神的脸。
The meaning of this name is the face of God.
他生了个女儿叫亚娜，他给她取的名字叫亚娜的时候，亚娜的意思是什么？是恩典和祝福，恩惠。
And he had a daughter and gave her the name Anna, which means grace and blessing.
而且还有祷告的意思在里面。
And also has a meaning of prayer.
那他们呢？他和他的父亲呢，都是属于亚瑟支派的。
Both Anna and her father belong to the tribe of Asher.
亚瑟呢是雅各的第八个儿子。
Asher was the eighth son of Jacob.
雅各一生一共生了十二个儿子，一个女儿。
And also Jacob's life, he had 12 sons and one daughter.
但是在这里面请大家注意，就是说雅各有十二个儿子和十二个支派不是同一回事。
So put attention here, Jacob has had 12 sons, which was different from the fact of 12 tribes.
因为我们知道在雅各的十二个儿子里边有一个叫利未的，耶和华就把他特别提出来，利未支派提出来什么是来分别为圣，来侍奉神。
One of Jacob's sons was Levi, which God set apart to serve him.
所以你就可以看到那个时候就剩下十一个了，是不是？
So there were only 11 left.
那么怎么会有十二个支派呢？
Then why there were 12 tribes?
那么十二个支派的话呢，那是什么？是约瑟他的两个儿子，换句话讲就是雅各的两个孙子也算到里边去，所以就是十二个支派。
That's because Joseph's two sons, which were the grandchildren of Jacob, were included in the 12 tribes.
所以这个亚瑟呢，他是属于今天来讲的，很多人你要去看一些资料的会讲说，亚瑟呢是属于北国的。那个时候他们分裂以后南北国在所罗门以后开始分裂，是吧？本身是一个国家，分裂以后呢成两个国家，最后呢那个北国有十个支派跑到北国去了，但是呢最后是被掳到世界各国去。
Well, if you look at the history, you know that Israel was later on divided into two nations after King Solomon, and the North Kingdom had 10 tribes.Later on, were all exiled to different parts of the world.
好像今天你去看一些书上写或者资料写的话，他说他们是失去的十个支派。
When you look at certain books, they mention that those 10 tribes were taken captive.
但是这里你可以看到，他亚述支派虽然在这个大家所谓讲的失去的支派里边，但是神你看还是保守他在这里。
Even Asher was one of the lost tribes, the so-called lost tribes. God still blessed them.
因为到了世界末了的时候，整个十二个支派都会出现。
Because at the end of the day, at the end of the world, all the 12 tribes will appear again.
所以我们相信神因着他的应许，他会保守这十二个支派。
So we believe that God will bless all the 12 tribes because of His promise.
他们讲支派的时候，他们是有家谱的。
So when we talk about the tribes, actually Israelites focus a lot on their lineage or genealogy.
所以你就看，你去跟那些正统的犹太人谈的话， 他们的家谱一直能追追追追，一直能追上去的。
So if you talk with the Orthodox Jews, you will find out that they really pay close attention to their genealogy.
所以如果大家要知道的话，希勒，大希勒王是不是？他做王的时候，他来代表罗马把他派过来到犹太省做管理的时候，他说他是犹太人，但是他不敢把他的家谱拿出来。
So Herod, when appointed king by the Romans, although he claimed that he was Jewish, but he dared not share his genealogy.
所以他就把他，因为什么？因为他的祖宗有以东的成分在里边。
Because some of his ancestors came from Adam.
所以你就可以很清楚地看到哪一点呢？神是非常看重他的选民。
So you can see that God really think highly of his elect.
所以你这里讲到亚兰的时候，特别把他的身世一直追到十二个支派的时候，是神有他的心意在里边的。
So here, when the Bible mentioned of Anna, it traced all her ancestry back to the 12 tribes.
在这里他说他那个时候啊，圣经记下他的时候，他说他年纪已经老迈，从童女出嫁的时候，从丈夫住了七年就寡居了。
And mentioned here that now she is old, and after marrying to her husband, and lived together for 5 years, she became a widow.
在这里是我特别的提到啊。有几个字我想请大家特别的要注意。
A few words I'd like you to pay attention to.
一个呢是她的年纪老迈。
One is her old age.
因为她已经84岁了。
Because she was 84 years old.
今天来讲84岁是不是算一个老年的人了？
According to today's standard, is 84 years considered an old age?
大概今天有很多的人到了84岁的时候会想的是什么？想着我怎么好好的过那个老年的生活了。
Many 84 years might think, how should I enjoy my senior life?
但是在这里你可以看到，我们一会儿会接下来看，他虽然84岁了，但他侍奉神一点都没有减少他的心智。
But when we look at Anna, we can see that even when she was 84 years old, her heart to serve God is still the same.
在这里是我特别的请大家注意，就是说，她这里面特别提到，她从从女出嫁的时候，而且讲到她和丈夫住了七年以后就寡居了。
And also we mention here specifically that Anna got married, and 7 years later she became a widow.
所以他讲他童女的时候，换句话讲就是说，他是完全正洁的，他出嫁的时候。
And he mentioned that she was a virgin when she was married.
所以像这样的一个道德的标准，在今天来讲，有的时候会被人嘲笑的，是不是？
According to today's standard, if a person keeps his or her virginity, it could be, he or she could be mocked at.
所以在今天我常常跟一些弟兄姐妹讲，当你的孩子小的时候，你好好的把他带到上帝的面前。
So I often talk with brothers and sisters, when your kids were little, make sure you bring him or her to the presence of God.
让他知道什么是上帝喜悦的，什么是当上帝不喜悦的。
So that she or he may know what's pleasing to God.
有一天他离开你的父母的家到学校上学的时候，
So one day when he leaves you and go to college,
他就不会因着那个同学们的压力说你怎么到现在还是个处女呢？
And he won't succumb to the pressure of her classmates. And they might mock at him or her, saying, how come you're still virgin?
如果这位的姊妹，这位的弟兄，他知道什么是上帝喜悦的，他就能在上帝的话语上站住。
If your child knows what God's will in this aspect, he can stand according to God's word.
所以今天也是，有很多的时候，没有结婚了就同居在一起。
And today, many people live together even before they got married.
这一点我也觉得非常不好理解。
This is something I cannot understand.
那说是要试一试看看两个人能不能过在一起。
They would give an excuse in that they would try to see they can live harmoniously.
你去车行买车，你可以把这车开一下，你不要了退回去，你再换一个开。你结婚能，你跟人家谈朋友能这样吗？
If you go buy a car, you go to dealer and buy the car. If you're not happy after driving several rounds, then you can return. But if you're dating somebody or getting married, can you return back?
所以我也跟我女儿讲，我说你订婚了，你不是结婚，你结婚了你们才可以知道一起。
That's why I'm telling my daughter, even though you're engaged, you're not married, you cannot live together after just because you're engaged.
你就订婚了，你的男朋友来，他还在住旅馆，你住你的宿舍。
So even though you're engaged and your boyfriend comes to visit, he still needs to stay in the hotel and you live in your own dorm.
这是我们按照上帝的标准来站在上帝话语的基础上。
That's the standard set by God, so we need to live accordingly.
所以这里讲到他是童女，他住了七年，他寡居了，实在是说讲到了他有一个非常高的道德标准，神洁的道德标准。
So we mentioned that she was a virgin and she became widow after her husband passed away. We can see, she really had a higher, moral standard.
所以这里说，你看她的生活，虽然她是一个女先知，但是她的生活好像是非常的悲惨。
Although she was a prophetess, we can see from here that her life was not necessarily a smooth one.
她结婚了才七年。
She only got married 7 years and became a widow.
所以我想
，widower, sorry.
可能这个时候，她恐怕还对她结婚时候的很多情景还非常记忆犹新的时候，突然她的婚姻生活突然之间就卡断。
Maybe 7 years married, she still had a vivid memory and hope for her married life, but all of a sudden it stopped.
所以我们中国话讲什么？很悲惨的时候是什么？是中年丧偶，老年丧子。
So in Chinese, we had a saying, the miserable life, nothing can be more miserable than the life that you lose your son at middle age and lose your other half at middle age.
那个时候圣经记下他已经84岁了。
So according to the Bible, she was 84 years old.
这里 你发现没有，有一个括号，括号说就寡居了84年。
So here there's a parenthesis that says that she was widow for a long time.
一个是说他已经84岁，一个是他寡居了84年。
So, here it says that she was a widow for 84 years in the parenthesis.
这里为什么会出现有一个括号呢？
Why there was a parenthesis show up here?
因为在圣经的里边，它这个原文里边吧，它在语法上面这个地方很难解释清楚。
Because in the
翻译的时候，
because in the original syntax, it was very hard to translate.
所以在这里时候呢，他就有两个意思。如果按照他今年已经84岁了，和按照他已经寡居了84年，换句话说，他寡居了84年的话，他七年跟他先生结婚，犹太人一般结婚的时候是12岁到15岁，如果这样加起来，那个时候他是不是年纪老迈，已经超过100岁了。
So there could be two interpretations here. If she was widowed for 84 years, and usually Jews got married when they were around 12 or 15, and then she got widowed after 7 years of marriage, adding up together, then she might be well over 100 years old.
一个人活过了100岁，是不是很长寿？
So it can be considered longevity if a person live up to 100 years old and past that.
在座的每一个人，有没有人不想长寿的？
Is any of us who doesn't want to live a long life?
每个人都想长寿。
We all want longevity.
圣经怎么说？你要长寿的话，什么？就像诗篇 第一篇里边说的，我们什么？我们不占亵慢人的位置，是吧？要什么？清心的爱主，然后呢，你就必能长寿。就因为它里边特别讲到说，就像一棵啊树栽在溪水边啊，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，一直也不枯宽，凡他所做的尽多胜利。在这里的时候，让我们特别看到
As the Bible said, if you want to live a long life, we need to do according to what the Psalm said, Psalm 1. It says that don't sit together with the proud and have a humble heart, and also think about the word of God day and night, and you will be like a tree living by the stream, never dried away, and also will produce fruit according to its season.
我们都知道我们的年岁，一生的年岁在上帝的手中。
Our lives are in the hands of God.
但圣经里边也给我们应许说，你孝敬父母，就使你在世的日子长久。
And the Bible said if you honor your parents, your life will be lengthened.
在这里虽然圣经没有记载到底这个亚拿他寡居以后，他是不是还需要照顾他的公公婆婆或者他的爸爸妈妈，没有记载。
Here the Bible didn't talk about if Anna was still taking care from her in-laws or her own parents after she became a widow.
但是我相信他是遵守了上帝所立下的诫命。
But I believe that she must have obeyed the commandment of God.
所以在这里使我们特别看到，因为我们今天有的时候你会听到在我们中间也常常会说，哎呀，到老了生活没有质量了，那个活的就没什么意思了。
Often we hear people say when you get old and you lose the quality of life, then the meaning of life as well.
所以有的人就说安乐死也是不错嘛。
That's why some people may think to die the it might be not a bad idea to die that way.
所以刚才讲的这些，我的生活质量没有了，我可以去安乐死等等的，这个什么都是从人自己为中心来减缩死亡。
So if you are not dying according to God's time, and then you are still living a self-centered life.
所以我们知道我们的生命在上帝的手中的时候，我们什么？我们知道当我们遵照上帝话语行的时候，我们的一生会蒙上帝喜悦，走完今生的道路。
So if we live according to the word of God, our life will be pleasing to God. We will finish our life according to God's will.
因为在这里的时候，让我们看到这是一个遵循上帝旨意的人，他走完他走到他今天的时候，他遇到了主耶稣的时候，降生的主耶稣的时候，他已经寡居了84年。
So from the Bible record we can see Anna, when she was able to see Jesus, the hope of her life, she was already 84 years old, or became a widow for 84 years old.
我知道在我们中间有很多的弟兄姐妹跟我是差不多的年龄，我们是同一个世代的年龄的人。
I know some brothers and sisters here are of a same generation as me.
比我们年长了，他们已经退休了。
And those who are older than us have retired.
比我们跟我们一样的也住在慢慢的在退休。
And the ones who are similar age are retiring.
当你退休以后，你要做什么
？What I can do after What I want to do after retiring？
还是说去带带孩子，还是说继续可以侍奉神
？Are you going to just watch your grandchildren, or you're going to continue serving God？
有的人会说：“哎呀，神用我这些年已经用的差不多了，那我现在就退休了。
”Some people may say that God has used me quite. finish, now I can retire.
但是这里边我们一会儿会看到，这个安雅拿，他是一个在上帝面前不断祷告的人。
But looking here, we can see Anna is was a praying person who constantly praying for God.
当一个人年老的时候，他不能够去做一些年轻人能做的体力的活，但是他仍旧可以为教会、为众圣徒祷告。
When a person gets old, even though he cannot do things young people do, he or she can still pray for the disciples.
所以我们接下来呢，我们要特别的一起来看一下这个亚拿，他是怎么样来侍奉神的。
So let's see how Anna served God.
He 并不离开圣殿，竟是祈求昼夜侍奉神。
She didn't leave the temple. She would fast and pray.
在这里时候，我们看到他是一个侍奉神的人。
So we can see from here, she was a person who always served the Lord.
我们知道，今天好像有一种的概念，好像一定要有什么一个职分才是属于来服侍神。
In today's church, we often see this misconcept, thinking that you have to have a title in order to serve God.
当我们看到感恩节的那天。全教会那么多弟兄姐妹多在服侍。
During Thanksgiving, we saw all these brothers and sisters served.
所以一个人是不是可以服侍神，并不在于他有没有那个职分。
So it doesn't matter whether you have a title or not, you can serve God the same.
神看我们的是内心。
God look at our heart.
因此，一个委身的基督徒侍奉神是理所。
So, is any Christian's duty to serve God if she's truly committed?
我们知道这个亚拿，他也不是祭司，他也不是利未人，他也不是很懂非常非常会说能说会道的法利赛人或者说撒杜盖人。换句话讲，就是说他在他的那个社会的当时情况下。他是没有这些头衔或者地位的人。
As we can see from here, Anna was not a priest, nor a Levite, nor an eloquent Jew, or Pharisees, nor Sadducees. She was just a person, no title, no rank, no social status.
但是她却不离开圣殿。
However, she never left the temple.
不离开圣殿是不是他24个小时都在圣殿
Does that mean she was there 24 hours?
还是他就睡在圣殿里边
Or she even slept there?
这里边讲他不离开的意思就是说他只要有时间他就在圣殿里边
It means that whenever she had time she will be there
当别人在玩的时候他在那边祷告
When people were having fun she was there praying
当别人在那个吃饭的时候，他在那边进食。
When people were dining and she was fasting,
他总是来到圣殿要来敬拜。
She always came to the temple to worship.
在圣经里边讲到圣殿的时候，一共有两个的圣殿。
So when the Bible mentioned about temple, it was two temples.
第一个圣殿就是。所罗门所建的第一个圣殿。
One was a sanctuary built by Solomon.
这个圣殿，这个圣殿呢，后来被毁了。
And it was destroyed later.
后来在尼布甲尼撒被尼布甲尼撒所毁了。
Was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar.
后来呢？这个波斯王啊，被神的灵所感动，他就下旨让所罗巴伯去回去建殿。
And later on, moved by the Holy Spirit, the Persian king edicted the decree to rebuild the temple.
我们知道这是第二个的圣殿。
So that was the second temple.
第二个圣殿后来也被毁了。
And it was destroyed later as well.
今天你到以色列去看的时候，那个哭墙实际上是后来啊罗马人建起来的，留下来让以色列人做一个纪念。
So when you go to Israel today, if you see the crying wall actually was built by the Romans to put there for the Israel.
在这里的时候我们就知道说这个圣殿对以色列人非常重要。
So we can see the temple was very important to the Israelites.
以色列人要敬拜，这是要到圣殿去。
When they worship, they went to the temple.
圣经告诉我们说，虽然我们今天没有看得见的圣殿，但是神的殿是吧，在我们的心里。
And the Bible said that even though we didn't see the temple today, but we can still worship because God's temple dwells in our heart.
所以我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So we need to worship in spirit and truth.
所以在这里时候，让我们看到说，他来到圣殿做什么？敬神祈求就是祷告。
So we can see what Anna did in the temple. He came to worship, he came to pray and fast.
他敬神。
He fasted, she fasted.
他敬神表示什么？他有一种恒心，表示他有一种坚韧，他要在神的面前切切的祈求。
And she fasted, that showed that she had persistence, great, to ask God.
她在祈求什么呢？
What was she pleading for?
我们相信她是一个对旧约圣经，我们今天读的是旧约圣经，希伯来人他读的就是前面那部分的圣经。
And we believe that that time, as Hebrews, they all read the Old Testament.
我们知道，当他们读圣经的时候，他是非常非常的清楚，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And we know that she must be very clear about the knowledge that God chose Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕，然后出来了神的儿女。
Out of Abraham came the children of God.
通过这些的神的儿女成为神的选民。
And those children of God became the elect of God.
他们也知道，因着他们的悖逆，他们被抛到世界各国，抛来抛去。
And also because of their disobedience, they were thrown among all nations.
所以他们是切切的盼望仰望以色列的救赎者的出现。
So they yearn to the coming of their Savior.
正因为他们有这样的一个从圣经来的这样一个整个的祷告的方向。
Because we have this general goal of prayer which they got from Bible.
所以他就禁食不离开圣殿。一直在祷告。
That's why she would be fasting and stay at the temple all the time to pray.
有的时候我就在想，如果我们每一位弟兄姐妹能够更多的来到教会。
Sometimes I think if our brothers and sisters, each of us could come to the church more often.
如果我们能更多的人来一起祷告，为有形无形的看得见看不得见的事。多尽上自己的一份责任的话，教会就更会蒙神的祝福。
If we all do our part to pray for the things visible or invisible, our church will be more blessed.
在这里讲亚拿不离开圣殿，今天有没有人也是一直不离开教会的呢？
Here we talk about Anna never left the temple. Do we have people like her never leaving the church?
我一个月以前我回中国的时候，我去看了我的一个亲戚。
And when I went to China, I visited one of my relatives.
他跟我讲了一件事情。
And he told me one thing.
他的外婆是一个信耶稣非常虔诚的人。
His grandma was a devout believer.
他们家就住在教会的后边。
They live right behind the church.
他说每天他妈妈就到教会去祷告，就到教会去，有什么做什么。他说几十年从来不间断，一直到文化大革命的时候教会关门，他就回到家乡去了。
So he said for all the time, for several decades, his mom would go to church. Whatever the church needed, his mom would do it and serve the church until the church was shut down during Cultural Revolution. She was not an elder or a deacon.
但是他却得到了很多的帮助。
But she gave a lot of help to many people.
讲到她昼夜侍奉神。
So she was serving God day and night.
在这里讲到亚拿的时候，她讲昼夜的侍奉神。
So here talk about Anna serving God day and night.
所以你可以看我刚才给的一个标题，在这个圣经翻译上面是用侍奉。
So here the translation says,
中文翻译是用侍奉，事情的事，奉献的奉。
The Chinese translation uses two words, and the English it says worship.
就是在这里的时候，就使我们看到他讲侍奉的时候吧，就有比较有一点的关注点在我做什么事。
So the Chinese translation serving focuses on the things.We do.
我愿意把这两个字改成侍奉。
I'd like to change the two words into another one.
因为当你侍奉的时候，意思是什么？我是站在神的前面说：“神啊，你让我做什么，我就去做什么。”
Because after you change the translation, the meaning is clearer. It means that whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'm here to do it.
所以今天有一个问题，往往是就是说，当我们很热心的，好像要为神做什么事的时候，神说：“你先站在我的面前，我会差你去做我要让你做的事。”
So today there's a phenomenon when we were very fervent to serve God. God usually tells us, "Wait a minute, and you need to quiet down and wait for me to tell you what I want you to do."
所以。今天的问题，无论教会，无论我们自己个人的跟随神的生活里边，是神是中心还是我们是中心？
So we need to ask a question, either in today's our individual life or church life. We need to ask ourselves, who's at the center? Is God or own self?
当神是中心的时候，我们不是中心的时候，我们就会谦卑下来，不是以自己为大。
So when we put God at the center, we will humble ourselves.
亚拿在这边做了一个最好的榜样。
And Anna obviously set a great example here.
他说为着神的国，为着神的国降到这个地上来，为着救主的出现，他昼夜祷告。
So she was praying for the kingdom of God, for the coming of the Savior.
表示他的祷告。他的服事是从不间断的。
So she never ceased praying.
这给我们很大很大的提醒。
So it's a great reminder for us.
所以我们往往我们会侍奉一段时间，但是有的时候我们就会软弱下来。
So after we serve for a while, we became weak.
所以我们很感谢主，特别是这一次。感恩节聚会的时候，有那么多的弟兄姐妹们愿意一起来侍奉。
Thanks be to God, and during Thanksgiving, so many brothers and sisters were willing to serve.
愿我们平时在教会的服事，平时对神话语的渴慕，能够像在感恩节那天一样，全教会的弟兄姐妹们多成为一个人，在上帝的面前。
I hope in your daily life we can all serve like Thanksgiving time. All the brothers and sisters could stand up and join together to serve as one person.
好，最后呢，我们来提一下，亚拿是一个非常非常有盼望的人。
And last, we want to mention about Anna's hope. She's a person full of hope.
这里边特别讲，他说正到那时，他近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
And he said that at the very moment she came up and gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
你知道真到那个时候
He mentioned at that moment
圣经里面有很多地方，你看真到那个时候的时候，你往往看是什么，是圣灵感动他，他去做。
In the Bible it mentioned many times the phrase at that very moment, meaning that at that very momentHoly Spirit touched a particular person.
如果你想象一下
Just imagine
当时约瑟和玛利亚带着耶稣进圣殿
Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple.
当他们带进去的时候，就有一个犹太的男的叫西面的人过来抱起孩子称颂和发预言。
At the entrance of the temple, there was a man named Simeon coming up to them, praising the Lord.
在这个时候，又出现了一个女的先知。
Then occurred another prophetess, Anna.
在这里的时候，她突然之间就冲过来一样，说她要来感谢主，因为她看到了救赎主。
It's like she rushed over to see Jesus. It's like she saw the Messiah.
而且他这里边特别讲到说，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷的救赎的人讲说。
He mentioned that she spoke to all about the child, all the people who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
一切的意思在这里什么？所有他遇得见的人。
All means whoever she met.
我们知道当时犹太人的基本的大部分人的概念里边，他们希望的来的救赎主呢，是骑着高头大马来帮他们恢复所罗门王国荣耀的这样一位的救赎主。
At that time, in the mind of most Jews, they thought their first savior would come riding on a horse and came to restore the kingdom of Solomon.
所以他要对相信主耶稣来是千千倍倍的，他是为我们最实在实实践的那位耶稣和有些人他相信耶稣来是不像，因为他是一个婴孩，他是毫无能力的。
Now Jesus came in the form of a human baby, so weak, cannot do anything. So it's very contrary to the idea of those who believe he would come to redeem people.
所以在这里的时候，他就讲到说，对人什么在讲说。
So man's idea is one thing.
而且他这边是不断的说。
Here she talked to people and she constantly talked with all the people.
因为当时在犹太的圣殿里边。
Because in the temple of Israelites,
有一些的人，比如像西面，比如像亚纳。
People like Simeon and Anna,
他们都在那里等候救赎主的降临。
They were waiting for the coming of Messiah.
而那些文士、法利赛人，他们读了那么多圣经，他们知道那么多的所谓的预言，可是他们并没有实际的心来迎接这位救主的降临。
However, those Pharisees and teachers of the law, even though they read a lot about the prophecy, they don't have the heart to wait for the Messiah.
所以我们今天我们读了很多圣经的时候，我们不仅仅要知道有这样的信息进入到我们的头脑里边。
So as we read the Bible, we shouldn't just have the knowledge of the message.
我们要能够使神的话改变我们这个人。
We need to allow the word of God to change us.
在这里我们知道亚拿他是一个跟神非常亲近，跟神走得非常近的人。
Here from Anna we can see that she was a person who walked closely to God.
所以圣灵就启示她 让他知道来的这位正是他盼望的救世主。
So, the Holy Spirit revealed to her that the one who came was the real Messiah.
他跟周围的人讲，所有的人讲。
Therefore, she was speaking to all the people around her.
在这里也给我们有很大的提醒。
So it's a great reminder for us as well.
我们是不是把我们得救的见证，把我们主耶稣向所有的人在诉说呢？
Shall we share the good news of salvation to all people?
我想主心里最要的是人能够听到福音，能够悔改信主。
It's God's will for all people to hear the good news and come to Him.
所以让我们来总结一下，今天我们学习亚拿，我们能够得到什么。
So let's sum up by learning about Anna, what we could learn and take away.
亚拿的一生是充满着忧患的。
Anna's life was full of trials.
但他从没有陷落于悲苦之中。
But she was never wallowed in the sorrow.
他虽然是年纪老迈的，但从来没有放弃他的盼望。
Even though she was old, she never gave up her hope.
他从没有离开神的居所，进食祈求，昼夜侍奉。
She never left the temple. She would pray, worship, fasting.
在圣经里边，这样有的女先知，虽然只有短短的三节圣经记下她来，成为我们的榜样。
Even though there are only three verses talking about Anna, but she has set a great example for us.
在这个普天同庆的日子里边。我们让这个榜样来带领我们真正的也认识耶稣基督是谁。
Today as we celebrate Christmas all around the world, let's remember this great fact.
我们今天很多时候我们的生活比他要好得多。
Today our life was surely much better than hers.
但是我们很多的时候我们还会觉得不满足。
But many times we're not content.
如果我们是对神的话语不还觉得很饿，对祷告很饿的时候，对服事很饿的时候，那么我们这个人就会有福了。
But if we are eager to service and eager to read the word of God and eager to know more of God, then our life will be blessed.
这些话是对我讲的，也是对众弟兄姐妹讲的。
This word was speaking to me as well as you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话真的是我们脚前的路上的光。
Your word is really the lamp to our feet and the light for our path.
当亚拿这样一个榜样放在我们面前的时候，
When you put an example as Anna,
我们真的是说主啊，我们感谢你。
We want to say thank you, God.
我们从亚拿的身上，我们学到，他虽然生活苦难，但是他盼望不减。
We learn from her, even though her life was full of hardships, she never gave up her hope.
她不断地祈求，昼夜地侍奉神。
She prayed incessantly today.
愿主耶稣，你让。如何感动和催逼亚拿的圣灵，也感动催逼我们在座的每一位。
So Lord, please have your Holy Spirit that encouraged Anna and prompt her to also encourage us, propel us.
让我们能够成为耶稣基督的见证人。
So that we can become a good witness for Jesus.
让我们成为一个愿向一切的人来传讲耶稣基督，降世为我们生，为我们死，为我们复活的大好的信息。
So that we are willing to share with all people the good news that Jesus was born for us and died for us and the resurrection of Jesus as well.
天父，听我们的祷告，奉你儿子宝贵的名祈求。
Listen to us, Lord, pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢主，我们谢谢牧师的分享。特别让我感动的是神给我们他的话，不是让我们得到知识，但是要我们生命得到改变。Yeah, we thank you again for God's word. He gave his word not for information.